Perishable goods like fresh fruit, vegetables, and dairy, and meat are defined by their short shelf life. The clock starts ticking the moment they are harvested or produced, which makes speed and precision in their marketing critical. Key characteristics include short shelf life. Most perishables last only a few days without preservation. Mangoes, for example, can ripen and spoil within a week. Cold chain dependence. Temperature-controlled transport and storage are essential to spoilage. Exporting Alfonso mangoes to Europe or milk distribution by Amul are both possible only because of robust cold chains. Specialized packing. Innovative packaging like breathable films or vacuum-sealed packs help extend freshness. Packaged salad leaves in Indian supermarkets are a classic case. These goods are also highly price-sensitive. A glut of tomatoes can crash prices to below production cost in days, while sudden shortages push prices up overnight. Marketing perishables is therefore a balancing act requiring agility in supply chain management, investments in infrastructure, and close alignment with demand. To manage this complexity, perishables demand strong demand planning and supply chain strategies. Marketing perishables hinges on demand forecasting and rapid distribution. Demand forecasting. Accurate predictions prevent oversupply or shortages. For instance, retailers like Reliance Fresh use sales history and weather data to anticipate daily vegetable demand, reducing wastage. Inventory management. Because perishables spoil quickly, stocks levels must be optimized. Systems like FIFO, first in, first out, ensure older stock is sold before new arrivals. Efficient distribution. Speed is the lifeline. Cold chain logistics, from refrigerated trucks to micro warehouses, ensure products reaches consumers while still fresh. An example comes from dairy logistics. Milk collected twice daily, cooled at village centers, transported overnight, and delivered fresh every morning. Such precision makes dairy a reliable commodity despite its perishability. Perishable goods also require close coordination between farmers, distributors, and retailers. Delays at any stage can collapse value. Technology such as IoT sensors and predictive analytics is increasingly used to ensure efficiency. In contrast, non-perishable goods follow a very different marketing dynamics due to their durability. Non-perishable goods such as grains, pulses, oils, and processed foods enjoy longer shelf life. This durability shapes their marketing and distribution strategies. Key characteristics include extended shelf life. Wheat, rice, and pulses can last months or years without proper storage, allowing flexible selling schedules. Bulk sales. Non-perishables are often sold in large lots to wholesalers or distributors, leveraging the economics of scale. Moderate storage needs. While they don't require refrigeration, protection against pests, humidity, and moisture is critical. The advantages of non-perishables is market stability. Farmers and traders can hold stock until prices improve, unlike perishables where immediate sale is necessary. For example, rice farmers in Punjab can store grain post-harvest and release it gradually, avoiding price crashes. Marketing for non-perishables emphasizes branding and scale. Companies like Fortune, Edible Oils, or India Gate Rice rely on a strong distribution network and consumer trust built over time. Let's now see how storage and distribution systems for non-perishables support this model. The marketing of non-perishables relies heavily on efficient storage and large-scale distribution. Warehouse management. Proper facilities protect against pests, rodents, and humidity. The Food Corporation of India operates thousands of warehouses for grains to maintain buffer stocks. Distribution networks. Non-perishables are moved in bulk through rail, road, and sea. For instance, wheat from Madhya Pradesh travels via rail to southern India, ensuring nationwide supply. Packaging efficiency. Bulk packaging like 50 kilos of rice or 25 kilos of flour bags lowers unit cost and simplifies handling. Because shelf life is long, companies can plan gradual distribution, aligning with seasonal demand. This allows for a nationwide reach of exports without fear of immediate spoilage. Marketing non-perishables is therefore about scale, cost optimization, and brand building rather than speed. By contrast, perishables face unique hurdles from supply chain speed to price volatility. Let's explore the challenges in perishable goods marketing. Perishable goods face multiple challenges that makes their marketing complex and risky. Supply chain efficiency. Any delay reduces freshness and value. Poor coordination often leads to wastage. Price sensitivity. Rapid demand supply shifts cause extreme price swings. Tomato prices in India, for instance, can fluctuate between 5 kilos to 100 kilos within weeks. High wastage. Lack of cold chains result in 20-30% post-harvest losses in fruits and vegetables annually. Limited reach. Farmers often sell locally due to weak logistics, missing out on better paying distant markets. A striking case is seen in banana farmers of Tamil Nadu. Without access to ripening chambers and transport, much of their harvest sells at distressed prices in local mandis, even though urban supermarkets demand the same produce at higher rates. These challenges highlight why perishable needs more investment in infrastructure, technology, and collaboration to stabilize farmer incomes and consumer prices. A major factor influencing perishables marketing is the state of infrastructure, transport, storage, and inventory systems. Infrastructure gaps are the single largest barrier to effective perishable goods marketing. Transportation networks. Poor rural roads slow down deliveries, reducing freshness and increasing fuel cost. A mango shipment from Ratnagiri may take hours longer than necessary cutting shelf life. Storage facilities. Cold storage is scarce and expensive. Without it, farmers are forced into distressed sales. In onion markets, absence of affordable storage leads to seasonal price stresses and farmer losses. Inventory control systems. Without real-time demand data, retailers often overstock perishables. This leads to spoilage and higher returns. The result is massive inefficiency. India wastes food worth rupees 90,000 crores annually due to infrastructure bottlenecks in perishable alone. Solutions exist. Decentralized cold storage powered by solar energy, rural packhouses with grading and sorting, and digital tools for demand forecasting. This not only reduces waste but also ensure farmers secure better prices while consumer gets consistent supply. Having seen the constraints, let's now examine the strategies to mitigate these challenges in perishable marketing. Addressing the hurdles of perishables require innovation, investment, and collaboration. Technology adoption. IoT sensors track temperature and humidity during transport. Mobile apps provide farmers with real-time market price and demand forecast. Infrastructure development. Shared cold storages, ripening chambers, and rural packhouses can reduce wastage. Solar-powered refrigeration units are emerging as cost-effective solutions in off-grid areas. Demand forecasting. Using predictive analytics, retailers can anticipate consumer demand. This minimizes overstocking and lower returns. Collaborative models. FPOs and cooperatives pool resources to distant markets. For example, grape farmers in Maharashtra use collective packhouses to export to Europe profitably. The central idea is to transform perishables from a liability into premium opportunity. With the right systems, farmers can earn more business and businesses can cut waste. Consumers can access fresher products at stable prices. Let's now summarize the perishable versus non-perishable discussion and look ahead. Perishables and non-perishable goods differ fundamentally shaping their marketing strategies. Perishables demand speed, precision, and cold chain logistics, while non-perishables rely on storage, scale, and branding. Perishable marketing is riskier due to short shelf life and price swings, but also offers higher premiums in niche markets. Infrastructure, roads, cold storage, and packhouse is the biggest enabler for reducing wastage and stabilizing prices. The future outlook is data-driven planning will play a central role helping align production with demand. Sustainability will shape marketing, eco-friendly packaging, reduced wastage, and green logistics. Integration of digital platform will give farmers real-time access to prices, markets, and consumers, bridging gaps between rural producers and urban buyers. Ultimately, the future lies in the hybrid model, combining the durability of non-perishables with the agility of perishables to build resilient agribusiness systems. With this foundation, let's now move into the marketing strategies and the emerging trends that are shaping the modern agribusiness. Marketing in agribusiness has moved far beyond simply selling produce. Today, it's about creating value, trust, and differentiation in a highly competitive market. Modern strategies include segmentation and targeting, identifying urban, health-conscious consumers for organics or bulk buyers for staples. Differentiation. Branding products around freshness, sustainability, or origin story, like Alfonso mangoes from Ratnagiri. Digital integration using e-commerce platform, social media, and data analytics to reach new consumers and understand demand trends. Partnership models. Collaborating with supermarkets, restaurants, and exporters to ensure stable demand and visibility. Emerging trends such as farm-to-fork traceability, subscription-based delivery, and AI-driven marketing insights are redefining how agribusinesses interact with consumers. The shift is clear. Marketing is no longer just about selling food, but about selling a story, a promise, and a lifestyle. A key part of this branding and differentiation can turn a commodity into a premium product. Branding in agribusiness is about moving beyond commodities and creating unique identities. Consumers are willing to pay more for products that stand out in quality, origin, and sustainability. Key approaches include geographic branding, products like to regions like Darjeeling tea or Nagpur oranges, or Ratnagiri Alfonso mangoes command global recognition. Organic sustainable positioning. Certified organic labels assure health and eco-conscious consumers. Storytelling. Narratives around farmer communities, heritage crops, or ethical sourcing build emotional connects. Differentiation also comes through quality and consistency. Supermarkets prefer suppliers who guaranteed standardized quality week after week. For example, Revasa Farms' model of curating supermarket shelves ensures reliability, setting us apart from the wholesale traders. A strong brand creates loyalty, reduces price sensitivity, and opens export opportunities. In other words, it transforms produce from a commodity into an experience. Another trend empowering farmers and agribusiness alike is the rise of direct-to-consumer sales model. The direct-to-consumer D2C model is reshaping agribusinesses. Marketing by eliminating the middleman and by building direct relationships with the buyers. The key benefits are the farmers capture higher margins, consumer gets fresher products with better traceability, businesses get valuable consumer data for demand planning. Popular models include farm-to-home e-commerce platform, subscription vegetable boxes, and social media-based sales. In India, platforms like Big Baskets Fresho and startups like Country Delight, Milk and Fresh Products have demonstrated how powerful this approach can be. D2C also enables niche marketing. Organic farms, hydroponic growers, or artisanal food brands can build loyal customer base that value authenticity and transparency. However, the model comes with challenges. Logistics, marketing, and consumer engagement require professional management. Volumes can be limited and scaling takes time. When executed well, D2C creates both economic and emotional value, delivering not just products, but a connection between the farmers and the consumers. Beyond individual farmers, cooperatives also play a powerful role in collective marketing strategies. Cooperative marketing builds on the principle of collective strength. Instead of selling individually, farmers pool their produce, resources, and bargaining powers. The advantages are economies of scale. Larger volumes attract bigger buyers like supermarkets or exporters. Bargaining power. Collectives negotiate better prices and terms compared to fragmented smallholder sales. Shared infrastructure. access to cold storage, transport, or processing units becomes more affordable when costs are shared. Market access. Cooperatives can tap into retail chains, institutional buyers, and global markets. The best-known case is Amul, which turned fragmented dairy farmers into one of the world's strongest dairy brands. Similarly, grape farmer cooperatives in Maharashtra enable exports to Europe by standardizing quality and branding collectively. For farmers, cooperatives reduce the risk, improve profitability, and create a sense of ownership. For consumers, they ensure consistent quality and supply. With cooperatives strengthening traditional structures, another revolution in marketing is being driven by digital platforms and online engagement. Digital marketing has become a game changer in agribusiness, connecting farmers and business directly with consumers through online platforms. Platforms like BigBasket, Amazon Fresh, and Blinkit have brought fresh produce into mainstream digital retail. Social media marketing. Farmers and brands use Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp to showcase products, share stories, and directly engage with consumers. Data-driven campaigns. Analytical tools track consumer preferences, enabling personalized offers and targeted advertising. For example, Country Delight built its entire model around a mobile-first platform using daily subscription and app notifications to manage demand for fresh milk and produce. Digital marketing also democratizes reach. Even small-scale producers can showcase niche products online, bypassing traditional limitations. The challenge is digital literacy and logistics. But with growing smartphone penetration in rural India, digital marketing is becoming an essential agribusiness tool. Alongside the digital expansion, consumers increasingly demand sustainability and ethics in agribusiness marketing. Today's consumer wants more than fresh produce. They want products that align with their values. Eco-friendly practices, reduced pesticide use, water-efficient irrigation, and recyclable packaging appeal to environmentally conscious buyers. Fair trade, ethical sourcing, and fair wages for farmers resonate with consumers who care about justice in the supply chain. Transparency, labels that disclose origin, farming practices, and certifications build consumer trust. An example is the rising demand for organic produce, where consumers are willing to pay 30 to 50% premium. Globally, coffee marketed under fair trade certification has expanded consumer loyalty and premium pricing. Ethical marketing is no longer niche, it is mainstream expectation. For agribusiness, ignoring it risks losing relevance. Embracing it creates a brand loyalty and differentiation. Beyond ethics, emerging technologies are also redefining the businesses, agribusiness marketing. Technology is reshaping how agribusiness markets products. Data analytics predicts consumer demand, optimizes pricing, and reduces waste. Artificial intelligence, AI, enables personalized recommendation just like e-commerce giants suggest products. Blockchain provides farm-to-fork traceability, allowing consumers to scan a QR code and see where their food came from. IoT devices monitor quality and freshness in real time, ensuring products marketed as farm fresh truly live up to their expectations. For instance, European supermarkets are piloting blockchain-based vegetable tracking, building unprecedented trust. In India, agritech startups are using data platforms to match farmer supply with real-time retail demand. These technologies don't just improve efficiency, they transform marketing into a trust-building exercise. With technology reshaping the landscape, we must also recognize the role of globalization and shifting consumer preferences. Globalization has expanded opportunities for agribusinesses but also raised consumer expectations. Global reach. Indian basmati rice, mangoes, and spices now serve global markets driven by strong branding and logistics. Consumers in urban India increasingly demand organic ready-to-cook and health-oriented products. Global buyers look for exotic flavors and sustainable sourcing. Rising demand for healthy and organic. Whether quinoa in the West or millets in India, health-focused food trends are creating new markets. At the same time, competition is global. Chilean grapes, Thai mangoes, and Californian almonds compete directly with Indian produce. For agribusiness, the winning strategy is adaptability, customizing products for different consumer segments while maintaining authenticity and quality. As we close this chapter, let's look at the final challenges and strategic takeaways in agribusiness marketing. Agribusiness marketing faces both exciting opportunities and stubborn challenges. Challenges are building trust with consumers in the fragmented supply chain, achieving differentiation in markets flooded with commodities, navigating regulations and compliance from safety standards to sustainability reporting. Strategic takeaways. Branding and differentiation turn commodities into premium products. Digital and D2C models offer direct connections with consumers, cutting inefficiencies. Sustainability and ethical practices are not optional. They are the future of agribusiness marketing. Technology adoption, from artificial intelligence to blockchain, building transparency, trust, and efficiency. The closing message is clear. Agribusiness success is no longer defined only by what we grow, but by how we market, brand, and deliver it. At Revasa Farms, we see marketing not as an afterthought, but as a strategic driver, one that connects farmers to markets, builds consumer trust, and shapes the future of food systems. Thank you.